Okay. Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
I don't know if this is just a woman thing or if it's an everybody thing, but why don't we ever jump to the obvious conclusion?
All right.
Why is it always some concocted, like, crazy thing? Why are you looking at me like that?
Why do you think I'm looking at you like that?
Because do you think it's a woman thing or is it a people thing?
Well, it's a people thing. Yes. And it's a you thing for sure. Okay. We go through this all the time.
Okay. Yes. So yesterday in the mail, we get something from insurance carrier. Mm-hmm. And I open it up and it says, "Dear Colleen, your attempt to change the beneficiary of your policy has failed because some information does not add up," and then it goes on. And this is not me. This is clearly something's messed up. Like, I don't, it was an error in paperwork. Now, see, those would be the obvious things. But here's where I go. I look at Justin and I am like very serious. I'm like, what if someone is going to try to kill me?
No.
They're just trying to become the beneficiary of this policy. And here's Justin. He says, first of all, that policy doesn't even exist. We don't even have a life insurance policy in your name with this company.
Right.
Okay? So this does not even
that
exist.
That should end conversation, he but said, I bet it did not.
And then I want to go to Facebook. I want to look up this person to see if a woman with my same name who even lives in this area. Is this person fictional or not? I want to start Facebooking the potential beneficiaries. Okay.
Is that what you've been doing all morning?
Well, part of it. A little research, a little PI work, just to make sure. But it is never just like he was. My husband was at the point of getting frustrated with me because he's like, why is it just the obvious thing to you? This was a clerical error. He's like, it's just a clerical error. This isn't even, I think, someone trying to steal our information because we don't even have a policy. We don't have a policy with this company. I don't know what the heck happened.
This happens all the time.
Right.
I mean, this is a famous trial will happen. You know, some family member will have all the evidence pointing at them, and I will hear time and time again people convincing me that, no, it was the person who broke in the middle of the night because of the drugs.
Yes.
You know, and they'll go off on some convoluted, ridiculous thing, and I'm like, probably the person with the knife in their hand with the blood all over them.
Details.
Just guessing.
Yes.
Why do they always look at the family members, people will say?
Because it's usually them. Usually them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or someone you know closely. These random acts of violence just don't happen that often. They're not common.
Maybe this should just be my New Year's resolution, to not let my overactive imagination constantly get the best of me and just go with the path of least resistance.
Don't do that.
What fun would that be? That's not entertaining.
We don't jump to the obvious. That's a person thing, but I think your need for closure is a woman thing. It's like a wrong phone call. You got a wrong piece of mail. For Ken and I, we would have thrown in the garbage, been like, that's not us. Yeah. Oh, well, end of conversation. Don't need to bring this up to my wife because it's not for us. But you've already gone. You've stalked the person on Facebook now. You've looked up the beneficiaries. It's the same as a missed phone call. You don't want to just like, no one here by that number. Thanks for calling. Click. Who are you trying to reach? No, I don't know that person. Maybe I could help. Have you tried this company?
It's true. He's right.
That's the closure.
And it's just even the answering drives me crazy.
Yes.
Okay? Because this number keeps calling me. Do they ever leave a message? No. Then I'm certain they're trying to sell you something, so I'd let it go.
Right.
They're calling me again right now. Well, just lag before I even have a chance to say anything. Hello, this is Kristen.
Right.
I can see the frustration.
Yes.
Just trying to sell me some magazines. I know. I can't totally explain it. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it.
Yeah. Well, I hope you help this other Colleen out. And I hope no one's plotting any ill will towards her.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.